Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Enningham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, but also Sherry Jansen, the artist of Creations Looming. And ladies, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome. So we have the 10th annual Art Harvest Tour coming up this weekend. And so Lindsay, I know you kind of wanted to give just the details of when it's happening and everything.
Definitely. So we have the Art Harvest Tour. It's the 10th annual event. It is this Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th, both days 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is a pretty special event because it's not just in one location. It's actually a self-guided tour in multiple communities. So in Perry, Woodward, Ames, Boone, Ogden, and Jefferson, it makes a nice loop, about 80 miles round trip if you're going to every stop. And it's just a fun event. It's well placed with the fall seasons changing right before the holidays as we gear up for different activities, and a fun group of artists that come together to promote each other and people coming out and visiting their studios, celebrating the wonderful artwork that is created right in this area. Wearing my chamber hat today, but then also a business and artist hat as well. So Mary Rose Collective being one of the two stops in Perry, along with Betsy Peterson Designs. There are a total of 11 stops along the map and 22 artists total. So it's just a fun representation of the artwork in the area with all kinds of mediums.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And it sounds like it's, I don't know, done a lot of growing. I know 10 years, and Sherry, you could probably speak to that. I know, Lindsay, you've been obviously been here for 6 years, but Sherry, I mean, maybe speak a little to kind of maybe the growth or kind of what, I guess, what you offer with your creations.
Well, I'm a weaver, so my studio, I have 6 looms that are actually up and running, ready to go, but I have 10. So you can come out. I've got a couple that you can sit down and you can weave as well. I have been on the tour. This is my 9th year. I was on it at the beginning, but last year we had a family wedding, so I had to skip out on it. But the first 2 years I was out at Picket Fence, we had a lot of people that stopped by, but they couldn't really see, you know, like my studio. It was just a bunch of artists. And then I was 2 years out at Flock 9 Studios, which you got to stop out there because that place is just amazing. And then they invited me to have my studio open. I mean, every year it seems to get more and more people interested. I get a lot of, especially because I'm out in the country, I do get a lot of people that stop by. And
so what kind of, I guess, you know, what kind of interested you in doing art and kind of following that kind of path?
Well, I was a sales rep. In one of the stores I called on, there was a gentleman there that he was a weaver. And his mom had Alzheimer's, and he kept her clothing. And everything he was weaving, he'd put a strip of her clothing in it. And I love anything with a story. And that right there was a story. And every loom that I have purchased has a story to it. I taught myself. I found a loom in Boone with the books and everything I needed. I taught myself. And then about 4 years after, I knew I needed more lessons because I'm picking up bad habits. So I reached out to the Des Moines Weavers and Spinners Guild, became a member there. In 2019, I became the president, and I was president there for 5 years. When I started, we had to move from a church, but we moved to Franklin Junior High in Des Moines, and we started teaching classes. And anything that I wanted to learn, it's like, okay, let's have this class. And so it's just kind of taken off from there. So it's just fun.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Again, I'm speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, and Sherry Jansen, again, artist of Creations Looming. And, you know, I guess, Lindsay, from your point of view as, you know, the Chamber Director, and like I said, being a part of it for like 6 years or so, what do you love about it?
Well, the thing I love about this event in particular is the opportunity to actually go and see the artist studio. So as Sherry's saying, you can go and see how big a loom is and the different kinds of looms and what each of them make differently, what's different about them. You might even be able to try it out yourself and kind of see the process and have a better understanding and appreciation of that. So that's what's really cool, that every location is different. every year there's maybe a different spot along the tour. And so you get to go see behind the scenes for each artist creating in their own space. So every spot on the tour is a studio of some kind. So we've got a variety of the downtown business with studio, but then also the country lane, gravel road, am I going in the right direction, studio as well. So you get that variety, and there's just nothing like being in an artist studio and seeing the space where creativity happens. And so it's just fun to kind of take that scenic drive and enjoy the weekend, see behind the scenes, and hopefully buy some artwork as well. We hope that we are drawing people from all over the state to participate in this as shoppers. And that is always something that we encourage for the chamber and other surrounding areas as well. So I'm looking forward to that as a great draw and a fun event for everyone.
Yeah, and they're like a website people can log on to kind of keep up with everything, again, with all the different locations too.
Definitely. So artontheprairie.org, and then look for the Art Harvest Tour tab, and there's a map. It lists all of the different locations with their addresses. It lists all of the artists that are participating. And then there is even a preview of each artist that is a part of it. And so you can kind of look at the brochure and say, oh, I really want to go check out that person. Where are they at on the map? And then you go visit. So just encourage people to check it out.
Awesome. Okay. Sherry, was there anything else you'd like to add today?
I'm good.
Okay. No, that's absolutely fine. Again, the Art Harvest Tour happening this Saturday, September 28th. And again, that is Sherry Jansen, the artist of Creations Looming, as well as the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.